Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. It is the second hour of Political Coffee. We're talking today about political courage. Are you willing to stand up as a conservative publicly for your principles and values, even if it costs you a lot? Are you willing to be censored for saying the things you believe are right? And then are you willing to take steps like joining this class action lawsuit against Dominion, the group Our Vote Matters, is suing Facebook, Dominion, Mark Zuckerberg, certain state officials, and others for infringing on your right to vote, to assemble, and to speak freely. It's a $160 billion class action civil rights lawsuit. Are you willing to run for office? A local board, like the Salem-Keizer School Board, which has four positions open. The left has filed for them. And as we've seen with the Salem City Council, a leftist city council makes bad decisions for liberty. They make bad common sense decisions, like killing a third bridge. You can run for the Salem-Keizer School Board, and you can push back against the Oregon Department of Education's 84-page manual, 82-page manual, that seeks to root out white supremacy in mathematics. Because getting the right answer is white supremacy. Because 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4. This is demeaning and damaging to minority students because it assumes they are not capable of doing real world math that they're going to have to be able to do to understand how to balance a checkbook. Because 1 plus 1 equals 2. But not if you're a white Oregon Department of Education bureaucrat sending out insane ideas. Because somehow it's white supremacy to reach that conclusion of real world math and having to show your work. Do you have the courage to run for a school board? Maybe you already serve on one. And you're willing to stand up to this and say, this is wrong. Are you willing to buck people in your own party? Like all of these state parties now that are censuring these Republican rhino senators who voted to convict Donald Trump in his impeachment trial. What are you willing to do? I'm quite serious. What are you willing to do? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM. News. Oregon Catalyst has a piece about this. Are you willing to say things that get you censored? It's by the Taxpayer Association of Oregon. It's up on Oregon Catalyst. If you mention these four phrases, you're getting censored online. The words voter fraud, autonomous zone, Antifa, or Proud Boys, if you put those phrases in an article, you're going to get censored. And they tell the story about having written this article, 15 key insights on those 140 people arrested at the D.C. riot. It took them 30 hours to research this article. They put it out there. And guess what happened? They measure, they track the popularity of an article based on insider data from how many people actually view it from the original website, which was Oregon Catalyst, and also how many people chose to click it from other websites like the OregonWatchdog.com. We can see, they write, an article surge in popularity from many sources, while at the same time unexpectedly drop 90% in noticeability from certain social media sites. We experienced this again last Friday when we published this in-depth article on the Washington, D.C. riots. That's the one that I headlined called 15 Key Insights on Those 140 Arrested in the D.C. Riot. The article provided original analysis, they write, was fair as it offered careful constructive criticisms on all sides of the political debate, and it was popular based on other websites. On social media, it was virtually non-existent. The only reason it eventually received attention on social media is that we blasted it out to thousands in their email box. And people were liking it manually from the website itself. Email is the last defense against censorship. I'm going to add to that. I'm actually going to disagree. I'm going to say email and text messaging is the last defense against censorship. They continue. This is unfortunate because it feels like big tech is preventing conservatives from having adult conversations about critical topics among consenting adults. Yeah. And then they offer three ways to defeat the censors, and then we're going to go to the phone. So Art and Kathy, hang on. Here's the first one. Be daring. Visit censored articles like 15 insights on the 104 arrested at the D.C. riots. So go read the article. That's the first thing you do. Number two, visit censor-free news aggregator websites like OregonWatchdog.com. Because they link to some 20 different sources so you can see with your own eyes what the important stories the media left out. And then number three, email. Email is among the last remaining 100% censor-free web tools. And you can sign up for email services at Oregon Watchdog or Oregon Catalyst. Now, I'm going to tell you that there are new products being worked on that are texting. I mean, they're already out there. There are these massive texting products, and I'm going to say that's the fourth way to defeat the censors. Now, I haven't downloaded one of these applications on my smartphone yet, but I'm gonna. Because at some point, I'm going to start messaging people. And if they don't want to hear it, then they can tell me they don't want to hear it. And I'll take them off the list. This is how we get around censorship. Read articles that get censored. Have the courage to like them. Find alternative sources. And there's a lot of them out there. Parler's, again, supposed to be back up. You've got Signal. You've got Telegram. There's MeWe. I mean, there's a lot of other platforms that are alternative to Facebook and these other platforms. Anyway, these are things you can do. And you can stand up for what you believe in doing them. That's one small way you can have the courage of your convictions. Let's go to Art and then to Kathy. Art, go.
Hey, first let me say, Jeff, have you noticed more people are calling in? More people are getting involved. I was excited to listen to Jerry, call in. Sounds like he may start to get involved. Jeff, my email's down and stuff right now, but I would love to develop a relationship with the gentleman who said, hey, I became a PCP, and I've learned so much, and as you said, email. So once I get back up, I'd like to get his email because we all need to network and teamwork. And I was glad to hear that Parler is coming back up here, and that will be open to us, because we definitely do have to stop the censorship. There is no doubt about it. Now, I did want to say, Jeff, you said there's 4 school board positions that are open.
Salem-Keizer.
Salem-Keizer. What is the Republican Party doing for recruitment? Now, you and I both know that the Democrats recruit actively. Most of the time, they get people on those dang boards that are union, and then they control the conversation.
So what are you asking? You're asking, what's the Republican Party doing? Well, actually, this email that I had forwarded to me is from the Marion County Republican office. Thursday is the deadline. So they're putting the word out there. Thursday's the deadline to file for these 4 empty school board seats in the Salem-Keizer School District. So the Marion County Republicans are putting the word out there.
Yeah, and so anybody listening, if you have the time, I mean, our schools are going to hell in a handbasket. I listened to Tom Cotton, senator from Arkansas, this morning, and their schools, Jeff, have been open since August. August, Jeff, and Arkansas is about the size of Oregon. Of course, it's Republican-based. But the science is just not there. So anybody listening who's a parent or has grandkids, we got to get involved and we got to stop this garbage. A lot of people are getting involved. So
and it's time. It is time. Hey, thanks, Art.
Step up
hang
to
on.
The
I'll get you on the other side of the break here at 7:20. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Let's go to Kathy, who was nice enough to hang on over the break. Kathy, thanks for hanging on. What's your thoughts on today's topic?
Okay, well, I've got a couple. I enjoyed Jerry's call because I think he's a very thought-provoking guy.
Agreed.
But I don't really understand this white supremacy mathematics. I don't get that. Any teacher worth their salt or their salary will recognize mathematic talent. in a kid no matter what his color. Just ask Neil deGrasse, the astrophysicist. I mean, somebody nurtured him along.
You're right. Somebody had to believe in his ability to engage in detailed scientific analysis, thought, mathematics. And he's a kid, I mean, out of the projects. I mean, it's just like with Ben Carson, right? Out of the projects. One of the most brilliant surgeons ever. Neurosurgeons for children, pediatric. He separated these two Siamese twin kids who were joined together by their heads. It was profound. First time it had ever been done. And that was done by a guy who came from every disadvantaged part of society that you could imagine. But his mother and his teachers believed in him.
Yeah, they saw the talent.
Yes. This is what bothers me about these kinds of edicts from the Oregon Department of Education. Because it literally does the opposite of that. And it's morally wrong.
Just because a person doesn't have the proclivity for mathematics doesn't mean they're not talented in some area.
Yes, exactly right.
I mean, you don't have to be a math whiz.
Right.
To be a problem solver.
Yeah, exactly. To be a problem solver. That's right. And sometimes some of the greatest inventions, Kathy, have come from people with virtually no education, formal education.
Right.
But they literally had an eye for solving problems.
And about bravery?
Yes.
Personally, all I can do is talk about me personally, but sticking to my convictions, knowing they're right, it isn't even hard to stick to them with my family. I mean, my family thinks I'm nuts for supporting Donald Trump. And it's not even Donald Trump. It's his ideas.
Well, you're not alone. But good for you for doing it. And hopefully you will be able to take little things from this show and from other people's comments like Jerry's and many others and use them in your conversations with your family members. Plant little seeds, because, you know, sometimes it takes a long time for a seed to grow and for it to mature into something. I mean, look at how long it takes for an olive tree to get to the point where it starts bearing fruit. It's a stunning amount of time. Kathy, thanks. A great point, by the way. In fact, Anne Marie writes an email about families, about political courage. Says, I'm smack in the midst of taking courage to confront deeply held democratic loyalties in my personal family. There's really no discussions in this area, specifically with my brother. I know her brother, by the way, whose primary methods involve years as one who defaults to debate tactics. He's a lawyer, lined with sarcasm and name calling. I refuse to be spoken to in these conversations. I've decided not to respond to his multiple calls since acquittal last Saturday until I had a plan. Today I'll call. Frankly, your topic has inspired me today. More to come. Yeah, sometimes that cost is in your family. But what's the cost of liberty? And by the way, nothing new here. The same thing happened in the Revolutionary War. The same thing happened in the Civil War. Brother against brother, father against son. The cost of liberty is huge. Lee writes me an email about cost. Do I want to put myself out there in opposition to be a target, to walk up to confrontation? No, not really. Who does? Oh, yeah, there are those who love to fight just to fight, but from my experience, they do in selfish motives. The cost is the time to educate yourself on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Bible, if you believe it's the good book. The cost is for many to work their sphere of influence. Asking the questions about the issues and the policies that are important to them in a non-confrontational manner to get the conversation going. The cost is not to allow a different opinion to make you angry. The total cost is to stay silent, is losing the simple freedoms we currently have. Pay more for less, allowing another group to make decisions regardless of how we feel, because fair only applies to their agenda. If you want mommy and daddy to take care of you, do nothing. If you want to do what you want, when you want, then it's time to take a step of faith and practice your communication skills. Freedom has never been free. Well spoken, friend. Well spoken. Courage of your convictions will cost you. Okay. Is it worth it? Ponder that question as we go to the bottom of the hour break. Is it worth it for the price you will pay at whatever level you engage in to stand up for the courage of your conservative convictions? 7:30, back in a moment.
Let the music take control. We're going to party, night, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. I'm a little confused. In fact, regarding the school board filings, the email that this state employee, who shall never be named, sent me originally said that the filing deadline was Thursday. And then at the bottom of the document, which takes you to the Marion County Republican Party website, and it says the filing deadline is March 18th, not February 18th. So I'm a little confused. So that person is listening to me now. So if you can check that out and let me know for sure. This is important, obviously, because if you are considering one of the ways you can stand up for your conservative values is to run for school district, Salem-Keizer School District, in zones 1, 3, 5, or 7. And you need to know when to file. And the other thing that needs to happen is it needs to be a slate of people running together. And then there needs to be some training about how you go win one of these elections. And I can help you make that happen. Specific training, but how you win on a shoestring these kinds of elections. I can make that happen for you, folks. So be encouraged, because it takes courage. I want you to think about, and by the way, if you want to join this class action lawsuit against Facebook and Dominion and Zuckerberg, and a whole bunch of governors and secretaries of states, You can go to the, it's a Gateway Pundit story. I will have that up on the show plan on Facebook here in a little bit. But you can also go to their website, DominionClassAction.com. DominionClassAction.com. And you can read the actual filing. And it is a class action lawsuit. If you think that this applies to you, and I'm going to read it because I may join it, then you can join. You can also make a contribution. It's going to cost money to do this kind of thing. You know, this isn't done for free. But the bottom line is, this is one of the ways you can stand up and show some political courage. Because if you add your name to this, it isn't going to be hidden from the public. Okay. You have the courage to do that, knowing that people might come after you. The cancel culture. So what? Let them. I want you to think about the political courage of Donald J. Trump. In fact, the American Greatness has a story today by Conrad Black, Sir Conrad Black, whom Trump pardoned, by the way. He's an author, historian, brilliant thinker. The headline is "The Vast Bipartisan Pretense of Trump's Demise." Bipartisan Pretense of Trump's Demise. That's the headline. The subheadline is, the supremely inconvenient fact is that Donald Trump has by far the largest political following of anyone in the United States. And the attempt to deny him the ability to seek re-election has failed. And his primary point here is that Donald Trump has grown stronger because of this impeachment trial. It has completely backfired on Pelosi. Now, Donald Trump has paid an enormous price, folks. And this is one of the ways that you can use your comments, your thoughts, the facts, to influence, persuade the persuadable. You could start a conversation like, what's more important to you, your ego or your money, your wealth? Now, why would I make that statement? Well, because it boils down to motivations. Why Donald Trump ran for office? Because it gets to the point of what it cost him to have the courage to stand up. And not just run for office, but then go govern as a conservative. Because you see, the bipartisan effort, as Conrad Black points out, to create the demise of Donald Trump has failed, and it is bipartisan because of the rhinos and the swamp creatures like Mitch McConnell and others. You see, Donald Trump, it's cost him huge amounts of money, huge, maybe billions in his wealth, to not just run for office, but to serve. That's why I make the comment. Because you it's not enough just to be able to say, well, you know, Donald Trump didn't need to run for office. He was very successful. And that shows that his motivations were the right ones. He truly does believe that America is great. And it needed to be made great again. The comeback to that is, well, he did it because of his ego. So that's why I asked the question. that you ask someone before you engage in that kind of a conversation. What's more important to you? Your ego or your money, your wealth, your retirement? What's more important to you? Most of us would say, well, for the sake of the family, for the sake of retirement, I'm going to step back from my ego and I'm going to put up with working in a state agency. I really don't like my job. I don't like my supervisors. I don't like the crazy leftist policies that come down from on high that I have to put up with. But I'm doing it because I've been working here a long time and I just want to finish out and get a decent retirement. That's a political equation in your mind that you make because it's very personal to you. But it's a political equation. It's a personal political equation. Donald Trump chose to lay everything on the line, in essence, to run for the presidency and then to serve as president, to serve in a very far more conservative manner than I ever thought he would. And it cost him. And he still has the political courage. So when you're talking about political courage, you count the cost yourself. Are you willing to pay a price like Donald Trump has? I mean, in modern times, we're not talking signing your name to the Declaration of Independence and risking everything, including, I think it was three or four members of the signers of the Declaration were hanged. Executed by the British as traitors. Many of them lost their fortunes, and some of them were very wealthy people. None of them lost their honor, however. But we are asking you in this time of censorship, this time of the left feeling emboldened, like they are. Although I have to tell you, it's, even though I believe they are, first of all, I believe they're a little overconfident. I think they're tempering that a little bit. Now go back to this. In Oregon, you got Democrats running the show in the legislature and the governor's office and Secretary of State's office, right? Well, why are they not fully pushing some of these radical leftist ideas, like House Bill 3288, which said Kate Brown could declare an emergency and take your personal property? Temporarily, of course. Your personal property, not just your physical, not just your home, not your land, but your personal property, like your vehicles or your guns. Why aren't they running with that bill? Why did they just pull back Senate Bill 254, like we talked about yesterday, forced vaccinations for kids? I mean, don't they control everything? Don't they have the votes for these things? Why would they do that? I'll answer that on the other side. Because it takes political courage for us to make that happen. And it is back in a
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to thank, by the way, ProBioscience. You know, they are the Salem-based company that produces these very high-quality CBD products, of which one of, I mean, they have a vast array of products, bath salts that you can soak in, scented bath salts, night cream, ladies, guys like me or ladies that have injuries and pain in your body, which I get regularly because of how I work out sometimes. The pain stick that I rave about, because it works unlike anything I've ever used. Believe me, it does. Or the tinctures, all of that are products that you can have great confidence are really everything they say it is on the label. It is grown from only, it is made rather from only Oregon grown hemp for CBD oil. And believe me, having been a hemp grower for CBD, Oregon standards are the toughest in the nation. And they use only Oregon grown. So you have the confidence you're getting the best quality product there is rather than this cheap Chinese stuff. And believe me, it gets exported or imported into America. It gets made into the stuff that's on the shelves that looks really cheap, looks really good. But if you knew where it came from, you wouldn't want to put it in your body. You don't have that issue with ProBioscience. Because they're a local Salem company. You can call them. You can talk to them. They can talk through your particular needs and recommend a product for you. Like the, you know, I told you the story about the nurse that I talked to recently. She has to worry about being drug tested because there's zero tolerance in that profession. Thank God those tolerances are there. And so ProBioscience makes their products in a way that has zero THC in it, period, none. And it will not show up on a drug test. And if you're in law enforcement, I mean, you've got the same issue. Many of you in sensitive positions. ProBioscience has those products. So go check them out on the web. Look at their website, pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy anything online, use the discount code Valentine for the month of February. Valentine. And you get 15% off. Plus, they have a loyalty program where you can recommend other people and you can save even more money. Pro-bioscience.com. I use their products exclusively because I sell them my CBD. I know the products. I know the people. I have great confidence in it. And it works. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's see, before we end up here, I want to just double check to make sure. I did get an answer. Yeah, it is going to be March 18th is the filing deadline for the school board openings for Salem-Keizer School District. And again, I want to make this, I want to throw this out to any of you out there that are thinking about doing that. Contact the Marion County Republican Party. Tell them what you're thinking about. Tell them you'd like to maybe run with a group of people on a slate. This is really important, folks. Okay? And if that happens, I'll create the opportunity for you all to come together and people that want to help you get elected. And we'll do a training about how to do it. I've done this many times. And I'll bring in my associate to also help do that because that's what he does these days more than I do. And you can win. And then you can stand up for what you believe and you can put it in play. Now, it won't be easy. Believe me, it won't be easy. That's okay. Because you have to count the cost of standing up, having political courage. Stand up for what you believe. Standing up against censorship. Standing up against crazy ideas. Knowing that it may cost you. It may cost you relationships with people. Okay. What's the price of liberty? It's powerful. And if you want to learn more about that, I want to encourage you to attend the Chris Ann Hall seminar Friday and Saturday here in Salem this weekend. Yes, I have the dates right. I'm going to be there Friday night at the River Church. Where's the River Church? Well, it's over on Portland Road, right next to, literally on the west side of Harbor Freight. This is the River Church that is sponsoring and holding this event. Pastor Lou Wu-Tan, he's been on the show. He's been on Stacey Ann's show. Chris Ann Hall is a constitutional lawyer. You see her on TV sometimes. She's going to be specifically having discussions, four sessions, on your constitutional rights, especially businesses' constitutional rights, in the age of the COVID lockdowns. This is another way that you can stand up for what you believe. Because, see, Pastor Lou is sort of like John MacArthur down in L.A. They have refused to be muzzled as a church, as believers. They've stood firm. Has that cost them? Yep. But they've done it. And it's the right thing to do. So I want to encourage you to go to the River NW, that's their website, and get signed up for the Chris Ann Hall seminars this weekend, Friday and Saturday. There are four, if I remember right, there are four particular events there. I'm going to be at the Friday night one. So so the website again is theriverNW.com, theriverNW.com. So if you're having conversations with people, you want the conversations to be meaningful to the point that you're helping people get to a place in their mind where they decide to change how they think and how they're acting. You know, I go back to this issue, why did the Democrats, why are they not pushing House Bill 3288 and Senate Bill 254, which is forced vaccinations of kids to go to school? It's because they know that their hold and their grip on power is very tenuous, because they know there are some things that people simply will not stand for, broadly speaking. That then changes who gets elected, and that then changes how politics flows in this state. And it's up to us, folks. Are we going to have the political courage to stand up? If we do, we force them to back down because they're afraid of us. 7:59, Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem. Make it a great day, folks. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Ooh.